Blog Talk Radio.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota. And the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. The politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined a great big $50 bill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. Like a percolator, her perfume was made right on the grill. Why, they could percolate the ocean in Brazil. And when their ham and eggs need savor, coffee ketchup gives them flavor. Coffee pickles way outsell the dill. Why, they put coffee in the coffee in Brazil. No tea, no tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice. The planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. So you'll add to the local color, serving coffee with a cruller. Dunkin' doesn't take a lot of skill. They've got an awful lot of coffee, an awful lot of coffee. Man, they got a gang of coffee in Brazil.
Hey, welcome everybody. This is Jorianne the Coffee Psychic. I'm your host for tonight's show, Your Psychic Connection. And we've got an interesting show tonight. We've got the topic is psychic development classes. Are they for you? What's the benefit? I've got a couple of people that have experienced my psychic classes. And if you guys have had any classes, join in. If you're interested, if you have any questions on psychic development classes, you know, give us a call tonight and ask the questions that people wonder about. Or if you just want to know what happens at a psychic development class. I've got a couple ladies that will be joining us tonight. And I, of course, want to share some things with you about what's happened during the week. Sometimes these weeks are so crazy and so busy, and sometimes they're slower for some reason. I'm gonna invite my one friend on here right away, and let's see who we have here. AJ, is that you?
That's me. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
You bet. You know, I want to thank you for joining me. It was a last-minute thing. I've got another one of my students that are calling in, and I invited you because you've been to a couple of classes recently, and I thought I'd invite you on to, you know, see what you thought about the classes and share your experiences. But I always like sharing a couple things that happen before we get into our topic. So one of the things that happened, I will say this about the class. I'll say this about the class ahead of time. At the last class, I thought it was very interesting. And then I've got two more things to share after this. At the last class, I thought it was interesting because we talked about synchronicity. Do you remember?
Yes, I do.
And it was funny because I ended up sharing with the gentleman across, directly across from me, Nick. I said, I see the Archangel Michael guide you, that he's with you. And I think Nick was a little more skeptical, wants to learn, but he's still he's holding back a little bit. And I've known him for a while. He's a wonderful man. And but I think the kicker was when we share the Ascended Master Angel cards. It's a deck of cards that Doreen Virtue created, and she's got the history of the Ascended Masters and what spiritual gifts they share with us and what their protection is. And when Nick pulled his card just a while afterward, who did he get but the Archangel Michael?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was fascinating.
It was awesome.
Yeah, and the look on his face was, he was like, oh my God, do you believe that? It was precious. It was really great. And again, that is, you know, not coincidence, but synchronicity.
Right.
So, now, I don't know if you know this part, but I normally have, when a family member dies, I have my sister, Carol. She normally comes to me, and she lets me know that somebody's going to die ahead of time in the family. And I've known this for a long time. I mean, it's just happened this way. And then recently, my mother, this last, I would say, 2 years, my mother has come into the picture to let me know when somebody else is going to pass away. Now, we did have a recent passing of my wonderful aunt, who's just a, she's just always been a fantastic person. I'll let you guys know, she looks exactly like Queen Elizabeth. If you put them next to each other, I mean, I think the crown would be the only, you know, different different thing. One has a crown and one does not have a crown. And she's just a very sweet, wonderful woman. She ended up passing, God bless her, in her sleep, which is a wonderful way to go. And what was really amazing was that she was crisp and clean and clear till the very last day. She vowed, now she, I have to let you guys know, she was 90 years old, going on 91. We actually had her wake on her 91st birthday.
Wow.
Now, the day before, she was at school volunteering with the children.
That's amazing.
She was 90 years old, and she was at school volunteering with children. She loved children. The children were her life. That is amazing. So that's my wonderful Aunt Mary. Now, the reason I'm bringing up my sister and my mom is I was disappointed that they did not show up. But what was very interesting is that I just knew somebody was going to be leaving our family before Christmas. I said it to somebody else. I just felt like somebody was going to be going home before Christmas. And, you know, for me, it's always a wait and see kind of thing. Well, I did have somebody show up on my staircase, though, and I could not tell who it was. Somebody was on the staircase, and then they left. So that was interesting. So that could have been something that I was missing. But the other fun part about all of this, here I'm sitting here, I'm whining and, you know, complaining because I didn't get my normal sign, you know, someone's leaving. So cry, baby, cry. Anyway, so the coolest part about this was that I had a house party out in Sheboygan, Wisconsin. That was quite a drive, right?
Right.
So this was the day that we were waking my wonderful aunt. Now, when I get there, this woman is cooking an amazing meal. What do you think she was cooking?
I don't know.
I'm going to share it with you.
Okay.
She was cooking the meal that my mother made for us as children, one of my favorite dishes. It's called porcupines.
So there's your sign.
That was my sign right before I'm eating this meal that my mother made for me as a child and one of my favorite dishes that I made for my kids as they were growing up, and right before my aunt's wake. I'm going, like, do wonders ever cease. Wasn't that a cool story?
Awesome, yeah.
You know, it's these little things, AJ. They might sound so simple, but it's these little sweet things that happen in life that we really have to pay attention to. So, Aunt Mary, I love you. Thank you for being my wonderful aunt. And I will share this also with my aunt. A long time ago, my aunt, I thought this was so cool. She gave us money because she said she didn't want us to wait for her to die before she could give us an inheritance gift.
Oh.
Isn't that neat? I mean, very, very
yeah.
thoughtful. Really, really
yeah.
neat. Okay, I've got one more little story to tell people. These are the things that I think are cool that we want to watch for. I had a person coming over during the week, and I was kind of waiting. I'd been upstairs. I heard knock, knock, knock on the front door. So, of course, I'm walking downstairs, and I look out the front door. No one's there. And I thought, it didn't take me that long to run down the stairs. Could they possibly be walking back to their car? So I go to right at my bathroom. You've been in my house, so that you know from mm-hmm. my bathroom window, you can see my driveway completely.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked out the window, and lo and behold, there was my friend at the very end of the drive, just sitting there. And I was like, gee, why would she be sitting there? So I opened up my garage, and then, of course, she came in and said, I couldn't tell if you were home or not. I said, oh, well, my car's in the garage now. I said, you knocked on my door, right? She goes, no, I didn't knock on your door. No one was there. So these are the little psychic phenomena things that happen to me all the time. So I just wanted to share that. But, yes, and I just want to send up some great prayers for my aunt and all of our family who misses her and loves her and honors her. So, okay. So, AJ, I would love for you to share with me about what, you know, for our other listeners. Now, I know we have listeners that will be calling in and asking some questions. Do you feel that you are ready? And I know I have another lady joining us soon, but do you feel that you're ready to answer any questions for anyone? Do you think you've taken enough training? Now, you've taken a couple classes, and I know you've started with me, right?
Right.
Have you had other training before
me? No,
okay.
Not at all.
All right. Well, if you feel like you're feeling energy when people call in and, you know, ask a question, because I always welcome people to call in and ask a psychic question, and then I'll give them a psychic answer to their question. If you feel like you feel anything, I'd like you to, you know, just kind of join in and share it, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Just know that I'm terrified, so I don't know if that squashes the energy or the intuition, but okay.
We always have to start somewhere, right?
Yes.
We always have to start somewhere. All right. And then, and of course, we're going to be waiting for my other friend to join us as well. So what got you started, AJ, in wanting to explore the psychic field?
I have always been interested in it. I have had dead family members talk to me since I was really, really little. I was maybe 4 or 5. I remember the first time my great-grandmother talked to me right after she had passed. And I, you know, it's the kind of thing that kids are so accepting of, and I mentioned to my mom, and she said, oh, no, 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 that can't possibly be. Don't ever talk about that in front of other people. So, you know, I just kind of push it down. I know. But
yeah.
And it happened. I mean, it continued to happen. My grandmother talked to me quite a bit shortly after she died very suddenly. And just over the years, a handful of family members would talk to me and give me advice or give me little warnings or just sort of
dead people,
check
though. They're
in.
Dead now, right, when they're talking to you?
Pardon me?
they're dead when they're talking to you, correct?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
And I just, you know, that's not, I never talked about it. I told my partner about it, but then, you know, she got sick, and for many years it was just something that fascinated me, and I intended to do something with one day, but I just didn't have time. Her care was just too complex and demanding. And now that she's gone, I'm like, well, there's no reason not to pursue the things that interest me, so I decided to take your class when I found out about it, and I'd taken a class in card reading, tarot cards, a long time ago, and I pulled those out and started working with those a little bit again, and interested in crystals, and just kind of, you know, trying to feel my way along. Where am I supposed to go?
Beautiful.
What am I supposed to do?
Beautiful. Well, I've just noticed that my other guest is ready to join us, so we're going to welcome Cynthia here with us as well, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Cynthia, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. So we also have another one of my students also, AJ. She's also joined us, and she just got through sharing with us what has had her decide to start following the paranormal path. So, Cynthia, what also now, I know that, how long have you been in my classes? It's been over a year now, right?
Yes, it has been.
Okay. And what had you get started, Cynthia? What had you really want to explore the paranormal field?
Well, there were a lot of things that were happening to me, and I was wondering if they were simply coincidence or, you know, was there something else I needed to dig deeper into? So I started hearing about things and thinking, you know, maybe I need to get into a class and really just figure out where I want to, you know, where I want to go with that. And so that's how it really came, you know, about for me after having a reading with you. It made me even more interested in that.
So, since you've had your classes with the psychic development and stuff, what has changed in your life, or what has opened up more for you? Are you more intuitive? Do you listen more? How is it for you now?
Yes, very much so. At first, I was pretty much second guessing myself, but as I've developed in the class, I'm aware of things. So when I feel them or there is a need for me to say them, I definitely make sure I speak those things out right away because I've been right on the money every time. So that definitely has made, you know, made that change for me. I listen more, you know, to that intuitive voice. So I do listen more to that.
Yes, you do. And I think, is your keyword obedience?
Yes. Yes, that is the key word for me, because there have been several times when I should have said something and I didn't. So, you know, that made me realize that when I get that, and I should receive it and pass it along like I'm supposed to. So that's what I do.
I remember one time, Cynthia, when you were in class and a classmate, one of the other girls that joins the class, she was thinking about you so hard. You were thinking about her so hard. And you thought, oh, I should call her, but I'm not going to. And then you shared that in class. She goes, oh, my God, I wish you had. I needed to talk to somebody so badly at that time.
Yes. And that is something, like I said, those instances like that made me really, you know, start listening to that voice, because when she said that, I was like, you know, I really did need to, and something happened, and I couldn't get to her, and I got to her the day after, and that's when she said it to me, that, you know, I wish you had them, because I really needed to, you know, needed to hear the things you were saying and talk to you. So
exactly.
I really try, yes, to make sure that I do that as soon as,
yes,
you know, I need to, yes.
Yes. One of the things also, AJ and Cynthia both, we work on getting in touch with our spirit guides and angels. So I'm going to ask you guys independently, and I'm also going to share something very funny. You know, before I join the show, when I'm filling out the information on the episode. And then there are keywords you're supposed to put in and stuff like that so people will find the show. What was very interesting when I was adding the information in tonight, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I'm looking down at the keywords and I see the letter K. Well, guess what? K is my spirit guide. You guys know that already, right? Because I talk about him in
chat.
Right.
I'm like, oh, my God. So here he's jumping in automatically. I didn't go ahead and type anything and hit save. But that K was, I'm going like, okay, K, I hear you. Thank you. So AJ, for you, I know we got you in touch with your spirit guides, angels, in class. How is that working for you right now? Are you communicating with them every day? Or how are you working with your spirit guides?
I am talking with them every day. I've been doing a lot of automatic writing just to try to develop my intuition and get a little bit more in touch with them and more comfortable with them. So I've been talking with them every day, and in the course of that, another guide has introduced himself to me, and so I got a crew going on now, and it's cool.
Great. Oh, my God, that's so great. Now, we talked, did the automatic writing 2 months ago, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay, good. Yeah, and the automatic writing, it's a really great tool because it works with the unconscious mind. You have information coming from your higher self, your spirit guides, your angels, your dead relatives. So learning how to do automatic writing is really amazing. It's sometimes as long as you clear your mind, you start putting that pen to the paper, it's amazing the information that you get, especially knowing that that's not what you are thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And yet you can ask a question, and it's totally is fascinating to me, the information that comes up. It's fantastic.
It is, and it's so accurate. I've been doing it actually for many years, and it was just one of the things that sort of got pushed aside in recent years. But I actually, my partner's mother passed just 3 months before I met her. And she was, her mom talked to me through an automatic writing session that I had done like within the first 6 months of knowing Diana. So it was like that to me, that was the first really concrete, oh my God, this is like really real.
Her mom
told me. Yeah, well, you know, it was like, that's one of the things that I still kind of struggle with. It's like, you're just making this all up. But that information that came from her mom about her and about their lives before I knew them, and of course I never knew her mom, but it was all absolutely verifiable, and there's no way that I could have known it. So it's like, awesome, it came from her mom.
So that is a fabulous story, and that validates it for you. Now, I want to go ahead and share an experience I had. It wasn't with the automatic writing, but it was with the channeling. And when I started doing my earlier channeling work, I would use a tape recorder. And these were the directions given in the book of Oren and Dibin. And I'm like, okay, so I'm going to stay on the tape. I'm going to, you know, hey, how are you guys? And then I will repeat what I'm hearing out loud. And then I ask a question again, and then I repeat their answers out loud, and I'm saying this all on the tape recorder so I can review it later, just like automatic writing, only this way you're listening. And so then I finally say to these guides, I said, look, you guys, I said, this to me sounds general. I said, give me something specific that no one can doubt what you guys are telling me. And as soon as I said that, they said, okay, your brother Michael has got a spot on his lungs. Oh. Okay. All right. So then, within a week, we literally had to go to the hospital for my sister, and my other brother and I were there. And I said, Fred, I want you to listen to this tape. I said, it's really weird, and I just want you to listen to it. So he listened to it, and he looked at me, and he said, how'd you know? And I said, what do you mean? He goes, he just found out yesterday and just told me.
Wow.
Mm,
now, that's, Yeah. Now, that, you guys, is fascinating, and that is verifiable as well. So
yes.
When you start working, right, when you start working with your spirit guides and angels, it's up to you guys to really develop this relationship. So this way, when you go into that altered state and you're starting to talk with them and stuff, you're going to want them to start giving you information that, of course, you can prove, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you have some information that you prove back and forth, you have that relationship, and then you know you can that you can trust what they're telling you. And that, to me, is very important. Cynthia, you've been working with your spirit guides and angels also as well, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And how has that been working out for you?
Well, actually, it's been working very well because I do, you know, talk to them on a, you know, talk to him on a regular basis. And it helps me a lot because when I, there's been instances where I'll just get the urge to call someone and I have to tell them what I need to tell them. And normally what happens by the end of that conversation is that, you know, that's exactly what I needed to hear. That's what I was thinking. And I needed to hear that. That's when I realized I have done the right thing.
Beautiful.
So it helps me be more aware of those things and realize that, you know, this is true. This is what I need to do.
And it's not always easy, is it?
No, it is not. No, it is not.
But that
no,
way, that, it, when you get this, when you get the support from your spirit guides and angels, though, oh, my God.
Yes.
It just makes it that much better. That much easier.
Right.
You know what? I noticed we've got a couple of callers that have called in for some questions, and or they're going to tell us their stories about their psychic development stuff, as I've asked people to call in. So let's take a caller and see what's on their mind, okay?
Okay.
All right. Caller, welcome to the show.
Hello?
Hi, who is this?
Oh, my goodness. Hi, my name is Jackie.
Hey, Jackie.
Hi. I'm calling
Hi,
from
so,
California.
Oh, thanks for calling in. So how are you doing tonight?
I'm very well. I'm very, very well. I just have a question, if that's okay.
Yes. You bet.
I'm just wondering about what's in store for me next after... I'm going through a divorce right now, and I'm just wondering if everything will be okay with that and so on.
All right. Now, I'm gonna give you an answer, but do you mind if my two students that are developing their abilities, do you mind if they just shoot off the hip and just give you, like, a couple of words or whatever their impressions are?
Sure. Thank you.
All right. So, Cynthia, do you have – this is for Jackie. And, Jackie, repeat your question.
I'm going through a divorce right now, and I just would like to know if everything will be okay afterwards. You know, something in for me. I don't know, for my ex-husband or I'm not even sure what that.
Okay.
So whatever
I just want
getting,
everything to be okay.
Thank you.
Well,
so Cynthia, what are you feeling?
Well, the first thing that I received was that do not lose sight on yourself.
Right.
In whatever situation, do not lose sight on yourself and just take care of you.
Yes. Yeah. That makes sense.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Yes, that's what I got.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And then, AJ, what are you hearing, ma'am?
I have... a movie scene in my head, oddly enough. I have Julie Andrews in The Sound of Music spinning around in that gorgeous summer meadow in the Alpines, absolutely filled with joy.
I love that. I love that. That's perfect.
That is so great.
That is so perfect.
That is so great. All right. All right. Is that it, AJ?
That's it.
And Cynthia, did you get anything else?
No, that was it.
Beautiful, ladies. Thank you. All right, so Jackie, what I'm getting, for some reason, I'm seeing a lot of money in front of you, and it almost feels like somebody's paying you off. So with this divorce, are you, I don't know if you have to sell a house, or are you getting a large sum of money that you know of yet?
No, No, nothing.
Okay.
There's nothing to split.
Okay. So that's where this gets interesting then, right? So what I see for you is somebody taking money and going like bam, 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 bam. And to me it looks like a decent amount of money. Okay.
For me?
For you, it's being paid to you, ma'am. So I just want you to keep your eyes open for a pretty decent amount of money coming your way. Now, it doesn't have to be through the divorce. You asked how things look for you after this divorce.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
So the way it's coming to me is I see a lot of cash coming your way.
Oh, brilliant.
Yes, so it looks like there will be some good security. Now, how long it takes, and this is what I teach my students also. Because the information that we receive is from the spiritual realms, there is no concept of time on the other side. There is no time
right.
on the other side. Where we pull from, it's we have the concept of time in this physical reality because we're living in a physical mass and it takes us so many minutes to walk from point A to point B. But it could be past, present, and future. And I know that this is coming up in the future for you, this money coming to you. And it sounds like what the other ladies have picked up is pretty wonderful for you.
Oh, thank you. I need some hope.
That's
awesome.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling the show. And if you want to stay, continue listening, you can just hang on and I'll put you on mute, okay?
All right. I was
thanks.
Just wondering, too, do I have another love coming, too?
Oh, you will. Yes. Yes, ma'am. You
okay,
for sure
cool.
are not dead yet.
Okay. No, that's right. I'm not dead yet.
Jackie,
oh.
thank you so much.
Thank
Happy
you.
Happy holidays,
thank you.
Honey.
I'll keep you posted.
Okay, thanks. Okay. So are you ladies ready for someone new?
Sure.
Oh, sure.
All right. Let's see who we have here. Caller, welcome to the show. Hi, who is this? Caller? Okay, I think that they probably had us on hold and maybe they didn't realize that it was their turn. So let's see who we have next here.
Hello?
Hello, caller? Hi, welcome to the show. Yes, you are.
Oh, okay.
Hi, who is this and where are you calling from?
Kay. I'm calling from Chicago.
Hey, Kay, welcome to the show. So what can we do for you tonight? What do you have on your mind?
Love and money.
Okay, so this is a show about psychic development classes, and
mm-hmm.
do you mind if the ladies that I have on the show also give you an impression?
Sure. You can do whatever I need. It's going to be a new year, so...
Okay,
yeah.
It is going to be a new year. All right, so Cynthia, what are you hearing for Kay?
Well, you know what? I would like for her to talk a little bit more for me, or she could address the other lady first.
Okay, what would you like me to say?
How about your birthday? How about your birth date? And
11/7. Scorpio, 11/7.
Okay.
And I'm interested. I guess I'm like the previous caller. She wants to know about money, and then she also
uh-huh.
wanted. She said she's not dead. So
right. As long as we can
okay.
live and breathe, ladies.
Right.
Yep. You know what I was curious? It seems like more women are psychic than men. Is that true or no?
Yes, it does. It appears that more women are more sensitive. But there's
okay.
a lot of men that are also very psychic and very sensitive as well. And then you have to struggle with the belief systems that people are raised within, things like that. But there are a lot of men that are very sensitive and very psychic. We've had a gentleman in our class, and like I said, a gentleman came to this recent class, but we've had this one gentleman that Cynthia personally knows as well as I, and he's amazing. and he just started last year developing his abilities, but he's amazing. But yes, the answer to your question is more women are tapped into their psychic abilities than men. That's correct.
Oh, okay. So, ladies, share the good and bad. Good, well, not bad, but share all the good news that I can absorb.
Okay. Well, I will tell you that you need to try some other new things. Things maybe that maybe you know how it is. Sometimes you may get some event or something that you normally wouldn't do, or something like that. You need to try to start doing some different things to kind of open yourself up a little more.
Mm-hmm.
As far as like, I would say like any kind of social gathering. I don't know if maybe you're the kind of person who doesn't, you know, maybe not do too many things, but if so, you need to try new things and kind of open yourself up to new things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then, AJ, what are you hearing or sensing or feeling?
I am feeling, as far as money goes, I'm feeling like kind of a nice middle ground, not like winning billions of dollars in the lottery or anything, but also not having a hard time or a struggle, just okay and comfortable. But the love, the relationship part, that is way stronger for me. That just feels like a big, wonderful bear hug. Like there's some really, a really good, strong, stable, long-lasting relationship.
On the way.
Now,
okay.
Beautiful. And you know what, Kay, what I'm going to add to that for you is I'm going to add that it seems to me that there might be somebody that's supposed to be coming in from your past. And I don't know if they've had like a mobile home or, you know, those little trailers that you travel to go see different parts of the world, things like that. But I see a lot of paneling. And
You mean like in the basement? You know,
yes.
I don't even know if they do basements like that, but I knew when I was a child in the house I grew up in the basement, they had those brown panels. Do they still do basements like that? I don't even know.
They do. They still sell their product, yes. I'm just at Home Depot tonight. They sell it. And so remember I said somebody coming back from your past, okay? So remember, so that triggered a memory of when you were younger, okay, and you were seeing the paneling in the basement. So there might be somebody, I don't know if it goes that far back, that you knew somebody that far back, but I want you to keep your eyes open for somebody coming back from the past, okay?
And that's going to be the love interest?
I'm thinking there's going to be a connection there, yes, ma'am.
Okay. There's only
all right.
One person from the past. I said there's only one person from the past I would want, but I don't know.
Let me tell you, sometimes somebody can really surprise the heck out of you, and it might not be the one you're thinking.
I know that for sure.
Let us know what happens, all right, Kay?
All right, thank you.
Happy holidays, honey. All right.
Yeah, bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. So how many times have you guys ever, you know, what's really fun about getting a psychic reading, and I thank God that many of my clients call me up and tell me, oh, Jorianne, I thought it was this and I thought it was that, and then they call me up and say, oh, my God, I'm glad I got the CD or got the recording because what you said was right on and it was different than what I thought. So.
Right.
I mean, really. So the interesting part about doing the readings is you, no matter what you hear, you have to stay true to what you hear. If you hear something or sense it or feel it, you can't alter it for the person you're reading just because they want to hear something different. You've got to deliver the information exactly as Spirit gives it to you. So that's highly important. So let's see who else we have online here. Caller,
hi,
welcome
Jorianne.
To the show. Hi, who is
hi,
this?
Hi, how are you? This is Sam in Michigan.
Hey, Sam, how are you?
I'm good. How have you been?
Great. I'm wonderful.
Good.
Happy holidays, Sam.
Thank you. Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
What I'm calling about is I'd be interested in what all you ladies have to say about. I just have this feeling that something imminent I should be aware of, or something to happen or something. And what are your thoughts on that?
All right. And so do you ladies want to go in and do this?
Something.
What I'll tell you, Sam, I'm going to go first.
Okay.
So for me, now I don't know if this is even what you're thinking, but I'm getting health concerns. And I feel chest area and possible heart.
Okay.
So I personally, now whether this is you or somebody else right around you, that's completely a clear picture that I'm getting. So my thought would be I would love you to pay attention to your health, or there may be somebody right around you that's going to be having some health concerns, possibly a health scare, that will need to pay attention and get something handled right away.
Did you see surgery or something like that?
It may be necessary for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And if
okay.
it is, I think, knock on wood, and God willing, the creek don't rise, but I think it should turn out pretty fair. Fair to Medlin.
Okay.
And
right.
the term that I try sharing with people is to be forewarned is to be forearmed. So it's always good to have information ahead of time so people can pay attention.
Okay, I appreciate that.
You bet. Okay, so let's see what the other ladies have for you, okay?
Sure.
And I'm
okay.
just going to jump right in there. And excuse me, Cynthia, I was feeling exactly the same thing, Jorianne.
Oh,
just
thank you, AJ.
A health problem centered in the chest and scary, stressful. It feels like it'll be okay, but it's really scary while it's happening.
Okay.
And I will, and I've shared this with people before too. Last year when I came home from Nebraska, we do have heart issues in our family, and of course I had atrial fibrillation, and I've shared this with people because I went through I had to go through an experience of a medical procedure for myself. So when things are happening, as long as we are responsible for ourselves and we take action immediately, things normally, you know, pan themselves out and everything turns out to be fine. And of course it helps me when my spirit guides are telling me, you know, you have an issue, you know, don't delay on this one, go right away. So I always tell people, don't delay. If you think there's a problem, there is a problem. Come on, you guys. We are the only experts on our bodies. Guess what? We live in this body.
Mm-hmm.
Don't pay attention to what anyone else is telling you. If there's an issue, go to the doctors, go to the hospital, go to the emergency room. Get it handled.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, AJ. Cynthia, what are you getting?
Well, when he was talking, I had I don't know if this is something new I'm developing or not, but I felt a pain go through my chest, but as quick as it came in, it stopped. So during the time that he was talking, and that's what I got it, you know, the instant that I heard him speak. So
yeah.
I don't know if it's...
No, that's perfect. These are the things that are really important. See, if we were all in the same room and we had a piece of paper and just wrote this down independently and then we opened up the paper, it would have been amazing to see whatever was picked up independently. But, you know, we're talking and we're hearing each other. I just want to let you know that there have been classes where people do this and they get identical information. So, Sam, I'm just going to ask that you pay attention to anything that could be focused around a medical concern, okay?
Okay. Actually, there is a problem with the heart. I was considering a non-surgical approach. Would that be wise?
I am going to hug you so big here, and thank you for validating that each one of us picked up your heart and you shared it with us. I really appreciate that. So go ahead with your question. You were thinking about non-invasive, correct?
Right.
Okay.
Non-invasive
what I
approach.
Get, it feels it would work. Now, that's me, but I tell people no one's 100%. So I would like you to make sure you get to your doctors and that you have all your consultations with them where you feel secure and they feel secure, Sam.
All righty. That sounds
good. All right,
good.
Sir. And thank you. God bless you. We've got several callers we still have to get to. And Merry Christmas, Sam.
Thank you. God bless you all and happy holidays.
You too, Sam.
God bless you, sir.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
I want to say good job, ladies, by the way, and thank you. And sometimes people are very afraid to go into that area of medical stuff, but I know I'm also a medical intuitive, and one lady had said to me, she goes, I'm going to have a surgery next week, and tell me, how's it going to turn out? And no matter how far I scanned, I looked, I asked questions, and I got a blank answer every time I asked about her surgery. And I told her, I said, I'm sorry, I'm not getting anything. And she goes, no, but I'm so excited, I'm having it. And I said, I'm sorry. And she called me that day. The day before her surgery, they canceled it on her.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
That's why I couldn't get anything, because it was not going to happen. All right, let's see who's next on the line. See, you got to listen. You have to listen to what the spirits are telling you guys. Caller, who's next? Who's online?
Hello?
Hi, who is this?
This is Carla.
Carla, welcome to the show. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good.
Great, great. What state are you calling from, Carla?
Oh, I'm in Wisconsin. I was calling about love and money. Those two famous things.
All right. Do you mind if Cynthia and AJ help you out here on this? And I'll give you my impression too, okay?
Fine. Yep, yeah.
All right, Carla. All right, who's first, lady?
Okay. I'll let AJ go first. You can go first.
All right.
I am not feeling anything yet. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Oh, no, not a worry. Not a worry. So we have to remember sometimes the process is a little different for everybody. Like Cynthia says,
right?
I want to hear your voice, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Carla,
mm-hmm.
I'll go first. Around love and money, I'm going to say this to you. Here's the money, and it looks like there's an interruption in your money somehow. I see the money coming in. Boop. Something stops. I don't
mm-hmm.
know if you're working on commission. I don't know if a job ends, and then you have to start another job, or if you are working on projects, one stops, and then you get another project. So that's what I'm seeing around the money this next year. But it'll still be good.
Mm-hmm.
It'll still be good. And then I get a sense of a long-term relationship, on-again, off-again kind of thing.
I've just ended a relationship with someone very special. You know, here earlier this fall, things have been really awesome since August, so that's been really great.
Yay!
And he came for Thanksgiving and met my family, so that was really awesome, and things look really great there.
Great, great.
Yeah.
And was this somebody that you just met, or was this somebody that was on again, off again?
No, he had been in my life for, 2.5 years now, and kind of get on again, off again. And, you know, he came forth over the fall and stepped up. So here we are.
Sweet beans. Okay, so he was on again, off again?
Beautiful. Yeah, with my work.
Congratulations,
I just went to a new department. Yeah, thanks. I just went to a new department at work, so I'm in a new role there, and that's taking off well. And then I also do real estate outside of that, and that's been kind of a real slow growth, but I'm hoping that would pick up more into next year.
All right, beautiful. All right, so let's see what Cynthia, what do you have?
Mm-hmm. Well, I do feel that it's going to be amazing for you. I do feel that. So... And it's going to continue to be amazing. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I got, like a real fullness and happy like amazing kind of feeling. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Okay, and then
That's
AJ, what are
nice
you getting?
Yeah, peace.
I feel like the money thing, the interruption is going to be kind of worrisome, but it'll work itself out eventually, but it will be kind of, you know, upsetting in somehow. And it's good that there's this amazing person, because that's, you're going to get a lot of comfort from that, a lot of strength.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. All right, Carla, so would you mind giving us a call back and let us know what happens later?
Yeah, I certainly will.
All right. Hey, happy holidays, Carla.
Yeah.
You too.
Yeah.
Have a merry
happy holidays.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye. All right. So let's see who else we have. We're going to try to make sure we can get to everybody. Caller?
Hello?
Hi. Who is
Hi.
This?
Is this me speaking to you?
Yes. Who is it, me?
Hi, Dorian. Hi, ladies. So nice to hear you.
Thank you. Who is this?
This is Stacy from Wisconsin. Stacy and Mike, the lady with the cat.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
I love you, Stacy.
Hi, honey.
Hi. How are you?
How are you? Good. I've been thinking of you a lot lately.
Oh, my God. I've been thinking about you, too. Well, as you can hear, our wonderful show tonight has two of my students developing their psychic abilities. So can they help you with your question?
Absolutely.
What do you have going on tonight?
Well, I have a question, like a psychic-generated question, and then just a general question for you guys. The question I want to know, the psychic question from you guys, is I have another cat that's missing, unfortunately, and I was wondering if you could tell me if she'll come home.
Okay, what's her name?
Lil Gray.
Okay, so just to let people know, I know that we have worked together before on some missing animals that you've had. And I love working with animals, and I feel she's coming home, honey.
Yay, me too. Okay. And I should
Yay!
Get a better sense. I know that.
Okay. Okay, and then... And so this is like a just a kind of a yes or no answer for AJ and Cynthia. So AJ, Cynthia, what do you guys feel about Stacy's cat coming home?
Yes.
Yay!
Cynthia?
Uh-oh. Oh, did we lose Cynthia?
Well, let me take a peek. Yes, she just dropped. Yes, I just saw she just dropped. So
is
then,
that interference, Dorian?
Huh?
Is that interference again? Why do I get so much interference?
No. sometimes it's just a false system. So,
I have a general question for you about what you believe about something, if that's okay.
Sure.
You believe that we reincarnate, correct?
I do.
Do we keep our names for all eternity, or does our name change with each one?
Oh, no, your name changes with each one.
Oh,
your name
really?
Changes.
Okay.
Yeah, your name changes with each incarnation because you get a different identity. Your soul is the main energy of who you are, okay?
Okay.
And then what happens is every time you reincarnate, you come in with different lessons. So, of course, you're given a different name. So this lifetime, I'm Jorianne. In a past lifetime, I was Marcy Caliber. In a different lifetime, I was an Egyptian. I never got my name from that lifetime. But it's we get different names.
I feel like I was in the Roman time period, so I didn't think Stacy would be an appropriate name for a Roman. So I kind of thought that.
Well, you know what?
Really.
I'm gonna give you a big hug, honey, and I'm gonna ask that you give me a call back, okay? And
sure.
Let us know about your kitty, okay?
Sure. Oh, I have a picture.
We're gonna try to get to our other callers.
Sure. Okay.
All right, Stace. All right. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye bye.
Bye. Caller. Hello.
Can Do I have to hang up or can I, sorry, do I have to hang up or can I continue to listen?
Oh, Stacy, you can definitely continue to listen.
Okay. What do I do?
All right. All right. You just stay right there. Okay, let's see who else we have here. Hello, listener. This is Jorianne.
Hello.
Hi, who is this?
This is Amy.
Hi, Amy. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, and you're calling from Wisconsin?
I am.
All right. So we have just a little bit of time left, and what question do you have?
Well, I would like to know when or if ever I'm going to meet my future love, husband, whatever you want to call him.
All right. All right, Amy. So I'm going to ask that my my two ladies give you a response that they're hearing, okay? So, AJ,
okay.
Are you getting a feeling, or Cynthia, are you getting a feeling of when Amy might be meeting her future husband?
Well, I'm not getting anything right now.
Okay.
Not at the moment, anyway, not at the moment.
Okay, and then, AJ, what about you?
I feel it happening, but I cannot put a time frame to it.
Okay.
Okay, so you're definitely feeling that Cynthia will be meeting a partner, or I'm sorry,
absolutely.
I see a
wonderful wedding. I mean, it's just pure happiness.
Oh, that is so great.
That's good.
Yeah. So, Amy, give us a call back and let us know when you meet this Mr. Wonderful, and maybe we can help you out again later on. And I always want to share with people, too, if you do want a full, more in-depth reading, you can give me a call at area code 219-940-9292. You can check out my website on coffeepsychic.com. And are you ladies starting to take any clients yet, or are you still looking at practicing more?
I am looking at practicing more.
Yes, me as well.
Well, I want to tell you, I know our show is going to come to an end very soon. I just got a little notification. I want to say thank you so much for being my guest tonight and for helping our wonderful listeners. Now, I will tell you, I'm gonna take the more calls. Do not hang up, you guys. I'll take the calls. The show will be ending, but I'll take the calls off the air. So I just want to say good night to everybody. Please join us next week at right here at Blog Talk Radio. All right.
Thank you, Jorianne. It was awesome.
Thank
you. Oh, my
yes.
God. Well, don't hang up now because we still have a couple of people here that we want to go ahead and get to here. Let's see if we can. Is this Stacy?
Jorianne!
Is this Stacy again?
Oh.
All right, so hang on, honey, hang on. All right, let's see. Let me see. Who do we have here? All right. Hello, caller?
Hello.
Hi, who is this?
Melanie.
Melanie, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. So what's your
my
question?
My call is about love. And I've talked with you 2 years ago, and I had some things happening and some things that have still been happening. And my concern is about my boyfriend I'm with. I have a feeling, you know, you talk about in your program earlier, you talk about psychic ability. And, sometimes I feel, Jorianne, that I have that.
Yes.
A lot of times I know that my mom is going to call me and there's something's wrong. And matter of fact, it just happened yesterday. And I was getting things around and I had to hurry up and get there.
Mm-hmm.
She has CHF, which is congested heart failure. And my father died of that.
Sorry.
So I knew something was wrong, so I had to hurry up and I was getting around. And my mom was like, Melanie? And I said, yeah. And she said, are you going to come over here? I said, yeah. She said, well, I thought you was. And I said, yeah, I'm going to be there in a few minutes, Mom. I'll be there in a minute. So I got here. Mm-hmm. She didn't take her medicine last night and then in the morning. So I got her in time because her heart was racing so bad. I thought I had to take her to the ER. It was so bad. But thank God that I listened to this psychic thing that, you know, get to your mom,
yes.
get to your mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I did.
They say, Melanie, it's that still little voice within. You know,
it
that
is.
Truly is.
And I think it's the angels. I think it's the angels
yes.
around me also.
Yes.
So my question is, Joanne, and also if Cynthia is still on there, and your other psychic, I don't
mm-hmm.
mind their ability either to see what they feel.
Thank you.
But
if they're in training.
I mm-hmm. feel that my boyfriend that I'm with, that he's somewhat bipolar. There's something wrong with him. I don't know. He's fine 1 minute with me. Everything's going good. And then the next minute, you know, he does something that's very hurtful or doesn't see
mm-hmm.
it, and then he pushes me back away again, and he just did it again to me on Saturday. And I'm just beside myself. He says that he loves me and that he's very
mm-hmm.
much in love with me. And then, you know, to me, I don't know if I want this kind of relationship because I can't handle this. You know, up and down, you know, either.
Well, let me
give you an
answer here.
The person that loves you wants to be with you.
Right. Well, let me give you an answer here. People can have bipolar, manic depression, things like that. That doesn't mean they don't love you. It just means they've got a mental illness. The choice is on your part. The choice is on, and it's just what you said, I don't know that I want a relationship with this. So that's where you really have to go into a dialogue with this boyfriend, Melanie, and say very specifically, you have a problem, or I'm having a problem with you when you treat me this way. You normally don't do it. I think you might have a medical condition. I need you to get it fixed. If you can, there's a chance we can stay together. If you cannot, I don't know that I can handle this relationship much longer. That kind of sounds like something that you might want to have a dialogue with him over. Because then he can take responsibility and get some help. And if he gets help and it changes him, then you can probably stay in it. But if he doesn't choose that, then, you know, you'll have to make the choice. That's on you.
Okay.
Okay? All right, so
okay.
let me go. Now, I know we've got another couple callers after you. So let's see if Cynthia, what are you getting? And AJ, what are you getting?
Well, what I was getting was there seems like there's something that's in his life that has happened before as to why he's not opening up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to kind of put my finger on it, but maybe it causes him to be distant sometimes and sometimes not. You know, sometimes he is, you know, in tune and sometimes he's not. So I don't know if something has happened to him in his past or anything that's, you know, maybe he feels really good and comfortable with you, and then is it during a particular incident or he just does it randomly?
Cynthia, I think he does it randomly. I feel
okay.
that he does that. And a lot of times he realizes after the fact. Sometimes he does it after the fact and he calls and, you know, he's sorry and that, you know, I love you and,
mm-hmm.
you know, I can't, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then other times it's like, you know, there's days it goes by, 2, 3, 4 days, and then finally he's like, okay, then he calls me.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's been hurt a lot in his past relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting, that it was something.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
About his past. All right, AJ, what are you getting?
I'm feeling a lot of confusion and instability around him and a lot of reluctance on his part to kind of confront what's going on with him and get whatever kind of help he needs, and a real strong feeling that you need to listen to your inner voice. You need to really, really pay attention to that.
Yeah. And then take action with what feels right for you, Melanie, because again, you're a wonderful, beautiful, vibrant woman. And
thanks, Joanna. Thank you, Ari.
Thank you. But yes, you are so welcome, honey. So again, sometimes we have karmic relationships
that we actually come into a relationship and it has something to do with karma. You know, like you're finishing something off with somebody from the past. So that could be what's happening here. So don't feel bad if you feel like you've got to cut it off, because if you're done, that means that you finished your karma. So give us a call back and let us know what happens, okay? All right, so let's see who we have left on the phones here. Hello, caller. Hello, caller. All right, I don't think they can hear us.
I don't either.
Yeah, okay, so let me see who else. I think we may have, let me see if we have one more person here. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi, who is this?
Hi, this is Liz in Chicago.
Hey, Liz, how are you tonight?
I'm all right. How are you?
Great, great. So what's on your mind, Liz?
Well, I am just going through everything that could possibly, everything's a struggle, everything. You know, even when things start getting a struggle.
Yeah.
And so I just kind of want to see if there's any, I feel like things are getting more positive, you know, and that I feel self, it's a still struggle, though I'm still pulling myself out of this. But I just wanted to see what your, you know, if you, any of you feel or see anything, just anything. I'm going to leave it all completely in your ballpark, if that's all right. I don't know.
Okay, I know we've got somebody right after you, one more person. I'm going to tell you to hang on, Liz, because I do see, you know, it's like that little kitten up in the tree with its claws hanging off of this big branch. That's what you feel like to me. And, you know, there's a card, it's called the Tower card, and it reads disaster and catastrophe. It says an abrupt change in one's life, usually regarded as leading to enlightenment in a new lifestyle.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like you've been going through. It feels like you've been going through major transformations that are very upsetting in your world, but you're going to end up in a very, very great place. Although I do want to tell you, it feels like you're going to be slowly rebuilding yourself. And eventually you'll feel so comfortable, you'll be going like, boy, am I glad that part of my life is over. That's what it feels like for me when I feel your energy right now, Liz. Okay. All right, and again, if you need something more in depth, you know, again, you can give me a call later. But Cynthia, what are you getting for Liz?
I am seeing a light at the end of the tunnel, but you know, not immediately, but there is one. There is one I see. You know, I see everything coming to. Coming to a head where it will turn around.
Okay. Beautiful. Thank you. And then AJ, what are you getting from
it? I'm feeling like you've been carrying around, dragging around piles and piles of stuff that's just been weighing you down, but you're starting to dig your way out from under that. And it'll get better. It will get better, and you will, like Jorianne said, you'll be at a place finally where you go, oh my God, I'm glad that's over.
Great. So just hang in there, Liz, right now. And, you know, I'd like you to take, you're probably going to have some opportunities coming up. So I still feel like you should be screening these opportunities, however. It's like you don't want to jump into something unless you, you know, because it feels like you normally screen things and research them. So I would take your time to make sure that it really is the right fit for you.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Liz, Merry Christmas, ma'am. All right. All right, ladies, I think we do have one more person here. Let me see if this person is still with us. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi, who is this?
This is Jackie. I'm still on the phone listening.
Oh, Jackie. All right. Then I know we did talk to you. And
yes.
I think we did get to everybody then. So let me see if there's one more. Jackie, thanks for calling. And you know what? Do feel free to give us a call later on and give us feedback, okay?
Oh, I absolutely will. Have a Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Oh my God, you too. All right, let me see. One more person, I think, down here, but I'm not sure. No, I think we did get to everybody. All right. Well, you know what, Cynthia and AJ, thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight. You guys are simply wonderful. And you know what, I will ask you right now. So, Cynthia, how did that feel for you?
It felt good. I realized that, you know, I must be acquiring other gifts too as well. So, you know, just trying to take it all in, really. Because sometimes I'll even pick up on how somebody feels, or I'll pick up their energy or something, which has been new lately. So,
yes. Exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is. And AJ, thank you, Cynthia, for your great sharing your great gifts with us tonight. Yes, ma'am. And AJ, how was the gift for you?
It was awesome. I was terrified. I was so, when you said, would you do this? My first instinct is always, no, I can't do that. But I made myself a promise that I would not let fear hold me back. And wow, how validating this was. This was awesome.
Yay! Fantastic! Well, I just want to say thank you to all of our wonderful listeners. And again, you know, please feel free to call in anytime. And if you do need a more in-depth reading, again, you guys have my number. It's 219-940-9292. We love you guys. And just give us a call back anytime. And happy holidays, everyone. And Cynthia and AJ, I'll be talking to you very soon.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye.